Hey, what is up, you guys? Welcome back to an amazing episode of Big Marv's Network. Today we got RJ Ahmed on the show. Welcome to the show, friend. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How are you doing tonight?
Totally appreciate it, man. It is like for our side, it is today. You know, it's AM over here. And yeah, it's going awesome, you know. Tell me about you. How's things going?
Things are going, you know, great. It's Friday. We're wrapping it up, getting ready for, you know, the weekend. Got a couple of launches done today, you know. End of the week off great. What are your plans for the weekend?
You know, ton of plans, you know, going on overall, because we need to overall care about the software, and like there are like so many things needed to be done overall on the backend itself, and it's like you need to take care of so many things. And you know, when people come up into your overall online journey, they think there's not like much task overall to be done, but there are a ton of tasks to be done overall. You know, many things needed to set it up more on the online way rather than offline way. There are things needed to be set up, so there are like ton of things need to be done, but these things need to be done in a proper schedule way.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand the complexities and what actually goes into coming up with your own software as a service and delivering an actual good product to your end users. So you want to tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got into software development?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like it all like started from like October, because you know, I was born and raised in Saudi Arabia. I lived over there and spent my whole life over there. If I'm talking about whole life, until I was 18. So that is what it is, okay? So I spent like whole life over there. And then, you know, after that, I came over here in Pakistan. You know, the people over here have different mentality, different mindset overall. Totally different thing, because you know, it is like total different country with total different perspective. I know that even in Saudi Arabia, they don't have entrepreneurial mindset, you know, because like they love their 9-to-5 job in general. But you know, they have more good perspective about money and everything. But I haven't like got the chance to get into entrepreneurship. I was teaching tuitions even though I was young, but I was teaching tuitions somehow with my mother and everything. So like when I moved to Pakistan, I was like, what the hell is this? Like they are like, these are weird people. I don't know about that, how these guys are working and everything. This was crazy overall, because you know, completely environment change, because you know, the people who are in Saudi Arabia are like more likely to be more rich overall, because you know, it is that type of country overall, and they have that type of mindset that they are like a boss and everything. So that was the overall mentality, but they are like more open-minded in the things as well, on some certain things as well. So when I came over here in Pakistan, like I was doing my second year in my college, and after getting my second year done, I didn't got myself the admission in the university. I was like, you know, if you don't get yourself in the university, you get taunted by like your family members and these type of stuff. It happens. In general, it happens. So I was like, okay, I'm not doing anything. Like I have time. I can do something out there. And I like to save money overall, you know, save money and keep it aside, or like then spend it over for PlayStation or for another new mobile version and everything. So I had my money, like $126. I thought, okay, I need to do something. Like then something needed to be done. Otherwise this money will go to zero as well. Like it will also go for zero. And luckily I saw the ad for Shopify. I was like, okay, I know what Shopify is. It is like something for e-commerce store or something like that. And that's what I did. I was like, I did my research and everything. What is the Shopify and everything? And it was like everything going on the right direction at the right time. I was like, okay, this looks good. And you know, people start from e-commerce because they think it's easy. It's not. It is complicated. You need to handle so much things in e-commerce stuff. People think it's easy. It's not that easy. They need to understand the process first of all. They think that they will be the next Jack Ma or the next Jeff Bezos. That's not the case. It is hard overall. People need to understand that. And you know, I was working on many things out there. And again, one more restriction, because you know, since we are living in tier 3 countries, we have more restrictions. It is a little hard, but it's not impossible to do the things, okay? So I got to know we don't have any payment gateway. We don't have PayPal. We don't have Stripe. I was like, again, a problem stuck up. Like, damn, like why this happened? I was like, now I need to do something. Like, I need to get paid. At the end of the day, we want to get paid overall, you know. We need to get paid overall to go and excel in our business and everything. So I had $126 in my bank account. I was like, watch the videos. There are like some of the guys, like I followed in the start, like Sebastian Gomez, he had the video about like how to create Stripe account for non-US citizen, how to do that. I watched the videos out there. And then I remember I had $126 and the cost for the LLC in the US was also $126. Like right money at the right time. I was like, oh my God, like if I invest on the LLC, it means that I will go to $0. That is it, completely zero. That was the first time I invested anything online blindly. I don't know what will be the outcome will be in general. And when I paid for the card and it happened, I was like, oh my God, $126 is out. Like that is it. Now I need to, otherwise I need to do something, or like I can simply sit back and relax. That is the case. So invested the LLC over there. I got on zero. I was like, look, the thing is that I already invested it. I went all in. For me, it was all in because, you know, I was a student. I have invested all of my money. Now I'm all in. Now I need to do something to run other things because, you know, there are other subscriptions as well that come up during the time, like paying for Shopify, paying for the ads and everything. So I was like, now I need money. But I don't say I don't have money. I can try to figure out things. I need to do these type of things. You need to change the mentality overall. Like, how can I do that? It's not like I won't be able to afford that. We need to change that. So that's what I did. I did the post on Instagram. I said, like, is anyone interesting? I'm doing e-commerce stuff. There was like some of my friends out there who were my students as well over there. So they told me, yeah, like it is awesome. Can you tell us more about that? I told them, okay, hey, this is Shopify. This will do this and this will be awesome. You know, it will be the biggest store in the future. I was like, okay, you know, that's what I needed to do. And they was like, okay, let's do this. So I provided them like 30% equity overall. They paid me $200. For me, it was like more than enough. $200. Yeah, it's good. It is good to go for. And that's what I did. I got the money. I launched the store on the Black Friday on 2018. And you know, on Black Friday in this type of season, it is the biggest season for e-com overall. They make seven figures a day. And I was like, okay, let me pull up the ads and I will be making seven figures by next week. Period. It was going to be happening. And it didn't happen at all. The time was wrong. The audience was wrong. The product was wrong. Everything was wrong. I was like trying to figure out how to do this, like how this stuff works. And it doesn't work at all. Like if you're doing something and you are getting yourself panicked alongside with that, it is hard overall. It is really very hard because you're not understanding overall the process, whatever is happening. And if you're understanding what's happening overall, then you will be able to do the stuff. Otherwise, it's really hard. And that is what it is. And during that time overall, there are like marketers talking about the concept of funnels. Like we put them up into the sales funnels, like and everything. I was like, what the hell is a funnel? Like, because you know, we have that overall pipe overall that is filtering out the water and everything. This is a funnel in terms of us. And since we don't have, the people who don't have the idea have the exact same thing. Thinking about the funnel. And I was like, what is the funnel? And it was like connecting dots overall. Because when I was thinking about the funnel, and suddenly I saw a post on Instagram from some guy out there, I don't remember the name. This man like made $3 million in 90 minutes. He's Russell Brunson, founder of ClickFunnels. I was like, okay, this is ClickFunnels. Okay, this guy named Russell Brunson and everything. Then I did the research. I was like, that's awesome. Now I need to try that. And on January, I started my trial, didn't have the freaking idea what to do that. Like, I don't have, because the reason is over here, still people don't have the idea of the sales funnels. Like we are still the early adopters, you know, like even though there are like 100,000 plus users, they are not more than 20 plus users who are users using ClickFunnels over here. So we are still the early adopters, the people who early adopted that stuff. Are making ton of money. That is the case because you know you need to become the early adopter to make more and more and more. Otherwise, the saturation comes up. That's what I did. Started. I signed up through Paul Motley's affiliate link because I thought, okay, he's a good guy, and he is. So I got in a call with him, and he was literally the first guy I got in a call who have a native English. The native English. I was like, oh my God, I'm talking with a person who knows English really well, like a
Yeah.
native English overall. He knows. And I was on a call with him and he was like talking to me and letting me know about the domains, like, okay, here's the domain, here's how to edit it out and everything. I did that and my trial was about to end, but ClickFunnels support extended my trial for like 2 months. It happened multiple times overall. They extended and then extended, then extended. That was happened. But still, after 2 months, I didn't got the sale. I was like, how the hell they are getting the orange bars? I'm not getting it. Like, how this happens? Is this thing works? Like, literally it works that, or I'm the only one that think, okay, this thing don't work. And then from January to February, I haven't got the sale, but I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. And then on March 9th, I got my first sale. There was a guy who needed the course for like Facebook ads. I told him, hey man, look, I have the course for Facebook ads if you want it. You know, the general way how people come up in the start. If you want the course, just let me know. I told him, I got on a call with him. I was in a hostel because, you know, I'm still a student. I'm 20 years old and I'm a student. I was in a hostel and I told him, hey man, if you want it, just let me know. I got on a call with him. The call was like an hour and 15 minutes. I told them, yo man, if you want it, look, you know, this course cost $500. You can simply check out the page overall, what is the checkout page is. And I will provide you for free just by one funnel away challenge. It was like, okay, I'm getting one funnel away challenge in that both bonuses, like in the combined thing. He was like, okay, let's do this. And after like 5 minutes of the call, he bought. I was like, oh my God, I made $100 a day because, you know, the currency difference is huge. It is like $1 is 160 PKR rupees overall. So it will like 16,000. And it is something over here. It is something. I can simply pay for my whole hostel expenses and everything in a single month with that. With just $100. That is it. I was like,
No
oh my
shit.
God. Exactly. That is the case. Exactly. That is the case. I was like, oh my God, I made $100 a day.
100 USD. Oh, let me get this right. 100 USD. It covers an entire month or an entire year of expenses.
No, it is like entire month for my hostel expenses, like whatever I spending in the hostel, it is like entire month.
No shit.
Yeah, so it
And
is.
you're in India, right?
No, I'm in Pakistan, like it is
Pakistan, okay.
closer to India. So yeah, we have like such type of currency differences. So that is why it's not that hard for us. It is a little bit of hard to get a proper mindset, but once we get the proper mindset, once you get even like $1,000, it is more than enough for people out there. More than enough to get a good life overall here. It's not that hard. Then, let's say the people who are making like $5,000 will be like king overall. That is the case. They are like a king. And that is what it is. Once I got my first sale, it break my false belief. I was like, okay, if I can make one sale, I can make more. I can do that. So that's why how. Once I like shifted my belief overall, I got my three sales in my first month on March. I sold three one funnel away challenge, and then like after 2 to 3 months, I like made first $1,000, and then like after a few months later, crossed five figures overall, and then like you know launched the software, and everything is going super insane. You know, everything going then good after that. Then there were like ton of students who started to start train, ton of students, and yeah, going awesome.
So, Friend Funnels is only a couple months old?
Yeah,
Or did you launch it last March? It
it is couple of
was.
months. It is couple of months old because you know, I started the giveaway in November because you know I validated the stuff overall. Is it working? Will it work to the market or not? I started the giveaway, and the giveaway lasted like for the giveaway lasted for like almost 2 months. And then again, I was pre-selling before launching it. I guess on March, I launched that. On March 9th, when I got my first sale, was the exact same date I launched ClickFunnels to the public straight away. Just go ahead and buy for the subscription offer, and it is in the public. You can simply start using it. So that is what I did. On March 9th, I launched that on the exact same date because I just wanted to be everything correlated from where I started. So I just did that. So on March, I launched that publicly so that people can start using it.
So tell us, so you weren't always in, well, I mean, you are only 20 years old. You know, so I guess I can't give you too hard of a rap. But you said, so when did you start Devi? Like, when did you build your first Shopify store? Were you 16, 17 years old?
I was like 18 when I built my 18. Shopify store. I was 18.
So the Shopify store was the first thing you ever developed, and that kind of implanted a bug, and now you have your own Chrome extension.
Exactly.
So I'm following the story, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
And what triggered the, I need to do a Shopify store? Did you see like an ad for drop shipping or something? Or did you just see other people were succeeding with drop shipping and you're like, I can do that. And then you built a Shopify store, get it together. You know how many people, including myself, that I know have done that? Like the first time I tried to do drop shipping, I lost $5,000. Because I was like, okay, it's so easy. I bought a $1,500 course, right? And I went through the course. I set up the store. I linked into AliExpress. I got all the apps set up. And I was already a funnel builder at this point. So I linked in with some Upstroke apps to make the one-click upsells and stuff work. And I did just like they instructed. You pick three products. We did product research. And I thought I did everything right, and I spent $1,000 on ads. And I'm like, all right, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not doing ads right. Maybe that's the problem. It's not the drop shipping that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's ads. That's the problem. So then I spent $1,000 on an ad course, and I get through the course. I'm like, all right. And then I run the ads. I'm like, all right, I'm still not making any sales. Like, what's going on? And so I decided to say, you know what, fuck drop shipping. Maybe there's something going on that I'm not getting. There's got to be something in the back end process that I'm not seeing that they're doing, right? And what I discovered what they were doing was the killer follow-up strategy that they had. Like, they weren't just going to Shopify, then going to AliExpress, picking the coolest thing and putting it into a Shopify store. No, they actually had guys that were monitoring marketing data and finding the hottest products and dropping stores months before everybody else. So like by the time I was running my drop shipping store, everybody else had already been selling that product. So the product was saturated and that's why I couldn't sell it. So I had to get into the inner group so I can get the 4 months ahead of time market research. So I knew what products to launch so I could get in early to make the money. I was like, okay, but then I went down a rabbit hole of I need to learn strategy. You know, that's the key. It's not the key is the strategy, whether it's e-com or not. So then I set out on a mission to prove that it's not all about e-com or the front end product. Like nobody gives a fuck about the product or service. If you have the right strategy and the right automation, you're going to be successful. So that's where my brain went. And I started just diving deep. Russell Brunson, I read all three of his books. You know, then I found about the perfect webinar. Then I tried the webinar thing. I got some more success with the webinar. Like that was how I made my first sale. Actually, it was over a webinar. And I was like, all right, just like you. I was like, I made a sale. I'm like, this is it. You know, like this is, I can do this. And so I made that. And then I just dove deep into the funnels. I got the Funnel Hacking Cookbook, went through the Funnel Hacking Cookbook, built all 22 of those funnels. Cause like now I'm just obsessed with, okay, that's a headline, that's a hook, that's a subheadline. We're putting a call to action here because we're predicting that the user's gonna read this here and wanna go here. You know, and I'm just, when you're going through the Funnel Hacker Cookbook, it's down like, these elements go here, these elements go here, and this is why you wanna put them there, and this is why, and then they have numbers, right? Like people lie and numbers don't. But then they have numbers showing you like the 101 split test book. You're going through that and you're like, they have actual statistics on humans because humans are so predictable. So I cannot agree with you more. Like anybody watching this, like that, it really is the key, the strategy and automation. It doesn't matter what you're selling. It doesn't matter who you are. You sit down and you write out the strategy and you think about, okay, they got my lead magnet. What's the next thing they're going to do? Okay. They watched my webinar. What are they going to do after that? Okay, they read that email. Now what are they going to do? Okay, they click that link. What are they going to do when they click that link? If they go on the page and they don't buy, what am I going to send them? You know, if they do buy, what am I going to send them next? right? And nobody's, they're just thinking, I got to get my lead magnet out there as fast as possible. I'm like, no, sit down, plan the strategy out first, have a solid strategy, and you can launch something organic or paid traffic, and you're still going to be successful. Because what you have to understand about paid traffic is it's just like eBay, right? But instead of buying items, you're buying people's attention.
Absolutely, right? That so is the case.
You spend some time building up a organic audience, priming the pixel, so to speak, and you prove your concept organically, then you go to paid ads. Paid ads is just going to ramp up the organic side. You know, that's all it is. It's just a strategy to get more eyes on your content. But if you're just releasing content and releasing funnels with no strategy, then you're wasting your money on ads, because the ads are going to work and it's going to drive traffic, but then you're going to lose the traffic because you had no strategy to begin with.
Absolutely. That is definitely the case. And that is, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that, because, you know, like when it comes to these type of things, people need to understand there are, again, strategies. Like Russell Brunson says, you need to have your own frameworks to make things happen. That is definitely true. There are frameworks needed to be placed in order to what you can simply call a strategy. Anything can be happened by chance, okay? You can make your first sale by chance. You can make your second sale by chance. But like if you're doing it on constant phase overall, it is not happening by chance. It is all strategized, how you do the process. You know, last week, we interviewed the Funnel Dog, and then he was talking about the number one mistake people make using funnels, you know? And then when he said about that, the number one mistake people think, it is way too complicated. It's not, because, you know, if you're thinking about it, is the automation is important, but if you're doing that, if we go on this page and you do this, and if we don't go and you do this, it is complicated. And if we are like overcomplicating the process, it is hard to understand even as well. We need to have simple things needed to be set up even for automations, you know, even on the back end, because automation are needed to be placed and money is in the follow-up, because people want to forget about the thing. They want to have one negative point. They say, I knew that this thing wasn't supposed to be working for me. I don't want to go for that. And that was the reason. That is the reason we need to do the follow-up in order to break their false belief. And it is important. And that is why, because that is the reason we want to, for them to end up as a paying customer for us. We want them to pay money to us in a strategic way, so that what we are teaching as a framework is a literal framework. And you need to understand, this is the way, this is how it needed to be get done, and how you will get the result. If you don't do it, no results so far. And that is what it is.
So speaking of follow-up, that is, to my understanding, that is all Friend Funnels is about, right? You accept a friend request, or you get a new friend, and it automatically pops a message over to them. So
yeah.
Is that kind of what you were thinking when you developed the extension, was the money's in the follow-up? I need to follow up with all my new friends.
Yeah. So, you know, how the idea came up was that, you know, there are two things. One, the market needed it. One, you also need that as well. You know, you also need that stuff. They are like one of the two things. Either you need to have that tool because you need it, or the market need that as well. So like I was using one of the Chrome extensions that was in the market that sends friend requests on the targeted overall, like targeted friend requests. There are like many Chrome extensions in the market, and I was using those extensions. And then I was like adding 100 people a day or 200 people a day overall. And it is possible. And you know, other email marketers or gurus out there will tell you that you need to connect with at least like 50 people a day, connect with at least 50 people a day. That is what the default saying, what they say. You need to connect with as many people as in a day to get them into any call to action. It could be a group or it could be anything. So like, I was like, okay, now I'm adding like 100 to 200 people. Now, how do I connect with them? Because, you know, if I'm not connecting with them, I'm missing out two things. Like, it's not two, it's three. One, I'm missing out connecting with them. That is losing my engagement. It is, because, you know, I'm not connecting with them. They're not seeing my content, and it's going down on my Facebook. Second thing, I'm missing out potential lead and then potential sale. It is, I'm missing out the stuff, because, you know, my call to action could be anything. It could be, hey, thank you so much to get into my group. You know what I mean? Or like any low end offer, so that they can come up for my high ticket offer in the future as well. So I was like, there should be something like that in the market. Like I should search for something. I was searching, There was nothing, like nothing like that. And now I got the idea, like, how about if I create a Chrome extension? Then, like, how about I do the stuff? And if there is nothing in the market, let me do that, you know, take the first step. And I did the post on Facebook. Hey, how about if you get the Chrome extension that sends the first message when a newly friend is added? People like crazy, crazy overall responses. They're like, holy cow, is there something like that? We want that extension. Oh my God. So I got the validation. I was like, okay, this thing is going to work because, you know, you need to pre-sell the product overall. And I created the funnel. I buy the domain. I thought, okay, its name will be Friend Funnels overall. And then I started to go the stuff and did the stuff. I started the giveaway. The reason I always say I've modeled Russell overall when it comes to like selling the Chrome extension. At the end of the day, it's a software. Okay. And I just learned Russell, like the things that I learned from Russell was that you need to create a brand around your product. And it is true. People don't know who the founder of WordPress is. I definitely don't know who the founder of WordPress is, but we definitely know who the founder of ClickFunnels is because the way that Russell Brunson created his brand overall around the software, it's not just a software for the reason. Okay. People can come up and go on another software as well, but they are stick to it because of Russell. That is the thing what I wanted to do. People needed to know about the software. If they think about the feature, they need to think about me. Just not a software. Okay. They need to confront me on a front end as well. So that's what I did. I created the funnel. I started to get people on the giveaway from Facebook. It is all organic. I haven't ran paid ads so far. I have plan in the future. I'm setting up more automation. Then I will definitely going to go for that because, you know, there are many people who needs it and I don't have access to that much people. There are like hundreds of millions of businesses that are on Facebook that needs that overall. I created that stuff and, you know, I just don't want it to pay it upfront. I wanted, okay, I need to pre-sell it and then make the money out of it and then use it. And that's what I did. I created the extension. I sold the idea. Like how Steve Larsen and Russell overall say, you need to pre-sell the idea and everything. So that, okay, never like create a product straight away and then sell it. Sell the idea and then create a product and then sell it. And you're doing selling multiple times, one time on the start and one time at the end, once it's done. That's what I did. I sell the idea. And there was one of the thing that like that was in one funnel way challenge, the types of traffic, you know, earn your way in or buy your way in. On your earn your way in, people have their own social media shows inside social media. That's what I did. I went over those guys whom I know because I've created the relationship for a past year now. People knew about me. And I was like, okay, hey, how's it about if we do the interview in your group and we'll talk about the stuff, the software and how it is. It was like, okay, yeah, let's do this because, you know, I was like providing the affiliate and JV stuff. That's what I did because I wanted to let people know more and more and more because if that person knows it, their audience knows it, they will know about me in the direct or inverse proportion. That's what happened. People come up, start getting sales, breaking even. But once I got the break even, I was like, okay, now I paid full of the software. Anything that come up other than this will be total revenue profit. And now I was like, okay. And you know, the best part when it comes to software is software provides you recurring income, not commissions, recurring income. And it is huge. It is huge. You own that software. That's the first credibility. You are a software owner. That increases your credibility overall so high. Even though there are like tons of Chrome extensions right now, each of those people who have Chrome extensions that they own, they have the credibility of that because they are the owner of the extension. They had the idea. Even though they don't have the idea, they had the Chrome extension that they simply own. And that is huge. For that only purpose, many people or many different marketers approached overall. Once I launched the software, you know, there was traffic secrets competition went on. And, you know, many super affiliates were like into the traffic secrets competition when Russell overall announced the leaderboard and everything. Then there was a post by Steve Larsen. I told him, hey man, you know how much I admire you. You know, by using Dream100, I got into his inbox. I was like, you know how much I admire you and everything. How about like anyone who buys traffic secrets from you, I will provide them straight away my friend files. You know? He was like, that's cool, that's cool. I haven't sent him the link yet. No link so far. But on the next following story, I was like, he was like something talking about the bonuses, what he is providing and everything. I was like, oh my God, he have friend funnels on his tab. Like how is this possible? I haven't provided him the link. He searched it out. He opened the funnel. I downloaded the story because it is huge. Steve Larsen thought about that. He spent his time on that, you know, and he put it up over there. I was like, whatever has happened, he opened that. I downloaded it. I was like, posted on social media. Oh my God, Steve Larsen, a friend follows on his tab. This is huge. Increase more credibility along with that, because, you know, people are like, oh my God, this is awesome. And then in the future, like, there were many guys out there who were like huge marketers, wanted the software as a part of a partner program because they know their audience might need it and they can simply leverage that thing. You know, there are like multiple sources of income when it comes to software. There's one subscription payment, and then there's a partner model where you're getting like $100 to $500 a month for them to pay you, and you're getting recurring income, like make money while you sleep. It is all because of your hard work, because, you know, there are software that are almost like same thing. Same features. You can make that exact same thing with the more better features out there. But if you have like a completely new idea and you know people can need it, it is a game changer world. And it is a game changer. And that is what happened. Because I felt the problem, people are not connecting with the people. Since they're not connecting, they're missing out the lead. They're missing out potential customer, including me. I created a software. Now people started to connecting with each of those guys, whatever their sales message is, or whatever their welcome message was, but they're increasing the engagement, because I noticed that if you're sending them the message and they will reply you back, you will start seeing their post and they will start seeing your post. It is a fact. It happens. And second thing, now they're trying to create the relationship with them. It could be a call to action. Hey, why don't you join my Facebook group? I'll make like tens of thousands of dollars overall using my own software, using my own tool. You know, and the reason was that I needed that, and the people needed that as well, because like I got tons of customers overall using my own software. I don't have the time to connect with each of them. I know I need to, but I don't have time for it, you know, but my extension is doing my job. It feels like a human. And there was like some of the guys out there who were in my partners program, and they got the message from FriendFunnels. They thought it was me, because I created it in such a way people don't feel like it's a bot. With the personalization, hey, first name, thank you so much for connecting. Awesome, excited, you know, that thing feels like a personal message. Even though a long message, people think about, okay, he wrote it on his own, or like, or whatever he done, copy paste, whatever it is, but it is on automation. And then the second thing is that it segments the list. You know, when we talk about overall profile funnel and everything, there are like segmentation also happens, because it differs your a personal and public profile overall, and you're filtering out the people on the proper list. And it is, even though you're posting in public, it is good to filtering out people. That's what it is. I thought, okay, why should I add that feature as well? Like, it will be awesome. It will save a ton of time, because if you're segmenting people into different lists, it takes at least like minimum 10 to 15 seconds, max to 20 to 25 seconds to segment the people. One friend. And you if you haven't done earlier, now if you're going on your way to targeted 5,000 friends, congratulations, you are supposed to waste so much time overall. And that is, now we need to save that time as well, because, you know, time is money. If you allow yourself to waste your time, it's okay, you can do that, definitely. No worries about that. But if you want to save your time right now or in the future, start using friend funnels, because that is the case. It will segment the friends to the list you've set up overall in the Chrome extension. You're doing multiple tasks at a single time. Okay, so that's what I thought. I thought about the problems that people can have regarding this step. I did the breakdown overall, and then I was like, okay, this is the thing. And I have also plans for adding more and more features, because I can figure out the problems now. What the people are demanding, I can simply add them as an update. Ask them what they need and then give it to them. And then that's it. That is the way. So yeah, that's why people come up for friend funnels overall. Crazy journey.
How many users do you have on the platform now?
Like right now we have more than 60 to 70, but you know, on Chrome Web Store, it's showing like 51 right now. You know, stats take a little bit of time overall to show up on Chrome as well. So it's like 60 to 70. Out of that, like it is 30 to 40, it is like paid users who are like end users. Then and the others are on the partners programs users under those partners.
Incredible. Already up to over 60 users, and it sounds like the community is loving it. They're giving you good feedback. I'm looking forward to trying it out. I just found out about it today, so it does look like a really cool tool, guys. And what's up, Chris, thank you for tuning in. But because as you guys know, I automate a lot of my organic outreach. I use Social Prospector Pro to trim out the dead friends. Then I use friend or foe to send an automated message to people that send me a request. And then I use comment funnels to automate the comments on my two-step posts. And now I'm about to use friend funnels to send a message to people that I confirm as a friend. So, like, if you can automate your organic outreach, you're gaming the algorithm, because the more and more you engage with people on Facebook, the more and more you're going to show up on feeds. Naturally, you show up on less than 10% of your friends' feed. So if you spent all that time building your 5,000 friend count, you're showing up on less than 500 people's Facebook. So that's why you need to engage more, and that's why we have these tools to help us automate those tedious tasks and connect with the people that really align. You know, because I will warn you guys, when you start using automated tools for your organic outreach, you will get some people that don't like that you automated the message, but hey, they don't align with you. I can't be the automation king and then, you know, let that opinion bother me, because you should expect me to automate everything I can automate. Because yeah, that's the Microsoft way. That's what they taught us at Microsoft. Like, that was my only job, was to write scripts and programs to replace humans. Because, you know, why not? Time is so valuable. It's the only resource on the planet that is finite. You can't get it back. No matter how much money you got, you could be a billionaire and you still can't buy yesterday back. You know, so if you can automate these tasks, then automate these tasks and save your time and watch how rapidly your business grows, because just you alone as a human can't keep up with it. Like, I get over 20, 30 requests a day. I know some guys that get 100, 200 requests a day, and you just can't. How do you filter out who's going to be in your tribe and who's not going to be in your tribe? Use things like friend filter, and you use segments, you automate your messages, and the people that respond to that automation are obviously meant for you. And if they don't respond, keep moving on. There's over a billion users on Facebook. It'll take a while to get. So, RJ, where can people find you if they want to check out the software and get it for themselves?
Yeah, so you can simply go in, like, first of all, like, you can simply go and search on Facebook for my name, RJ Hammond, to just find me out. And other than this, if they want to try out overall, like, friend funnels, if they want to try out how it works and everything, they can simply go for, like, friendfunnels.com, and they can simply try it out and try how it works, how it can change their life, their business. And, you know, that is the case. You can simply go to friendfunnels.com and you can simply try it out, how it works out. You have a pre 14-day trial and you can simply start using that. Okay. So yeah, so you can simply hop on for that.
So as you guys can see here, here's the website, friendfunnels.com. And he has a 14-day trial. Just pop your name and email in there, get started using it. If you love it and it actually makes a change for you, shoot a video for our man, RJ, and let him know how awesome the software is. So.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I will definitely do that. Like, after that stuff, I will put the link in your overall community out there so that people can have the idea how to use that software, how it works, how things turn out, because now they will get themselves the idea how to use that. And yeah, it is, you know, automation is the key. There was, like, one of the guy who friend from us sent the message. He was like, he replied me, thank you so much, something like that. I told him, you're welcome. He was like, you're a bot. I was like, I'm a little human, okay? Don't say that. It sends the first message alone, not the second message. Okay, so don't say that I'm a bot, I'm human. And that is, later on, that guy became a customer overall for the software, because he was impressive. He didn't have the idea that the first message was a bot. It feels like that, because, you know, your message defines what you are trying to convey overall and how you're trying to convey. And we are using personalization, like first name, last name, like we did in email. So it looks like more personalized. It shows like something, because it's not able to done on Facebook earlier. I haven't used that feature earlier It might be possible, but I haven't used that. So we put that up as well. It is possible to put that. It's not that hard, but you know, it is the smart way to add up, to create more relation with the people out there, so that it is what I do. I run like friend funnels once in a day, see what new people had added up. And yeah, just connect with them. I just run once in a day. You can simply run how many times you want to. That simple. It's not that hard overall, and people can do that.
Yeah. Well, man, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, introducing your friend funnels, and you know, giving us a little bit of your background and your passion of building a tribe around, you know, and delivering that value, you know, developing software that we as entrepreneurs need to make our lives easier and to build and scale our brands rapidly. So you got any last words for the audience before we get out of here?
Yeah. So yeah, again, guys, you know, you need to realize that you need to automate overall the stuff earlier you think, because you know, if you're thinking about, okay, we'll do that after 3 to 4 months or like 4 to 5 months, it's hard. Okay. It's hard to scale if you don't have the systems overall in place. You need to have the system overall in place to scale the things out of as well, because people don't care about the system. They're just focusing on the work and work and work. It is harder. Okay. You might get to 5 to 6 figures, but you will get tired out of it. You will feel like entrepreneurs do feel like why the hell they are doing the stuff they are doing. It is true, but that thing, and then you will get extra top of that, a butter. And okay, I just don't want to do the thing, because the reason is you don't have the systems in place. So yeah, guys, go for like friendfunnels.com, try it out, and yeah, put your systems overall in place, and you need to do the automation. Okay, you're one friend away.
One friend away, I fucking love it. Come on, yeah. Guys, you want to get out there, make some waves. You know, you wouldn't be in this group if you were not a fan of strategy and automation. So I'm endorsing it, and I'm actually gonna do a test run on it tomorrow, and I'm gonna record some videos, and I'll upload them into the group to show you guys exactly how it works, how to build messages, and I'll give you guys some copy templates to get you started. So once again, RJ, thank you for being on the show. You guys,
thank this you has so been much, another man.
Episode of Big Marv's Network. Remember, if you want to be on the show, just check out BigMarvsNetwork.com. Fill out the quick application, and we'll get you booked on the show. This is Big Marv. Thank you guys for tuning in. One love. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. That was another episode of Big Marv's Network. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit that like button or that subscribe button, depending on which platform you're streaming this on. If you're on my YouTube, make sure you go ahead and click right here. You can watch the next episode. If you're on any other platform, I'm sure there's a next button. Anyways, this is Big Marv. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate all the love and support. One love, guys. Take it easy.